House Bill 1134, an act to establish license requirements for well pump installers and well repairers.
House Bill 1134, having had its second reading, so for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I rise in support of House Bill 1134, and what that will do is provide a $50 license for well pump installers. Why are we doing this? It's in regards to the public health concern, to protect drinking water from wells and homes that have no other water supply, and to protect wells and aquifers from contamination. I provided you with a bill brief in a couple letters, and I would like you to refer to the second letter, and it talks about how unlicensed personnel do not understand how much pressure the pump will produce and the size of the pressure tank needed for a particular pump. In Custer, a young boy was killed when his father was working on a pressure tank, setting up the pressure. The tank blew up, killing his son. Because of the safety hazard, it is important that people understand and know how to install and work on water systems, and we need to make sure that they have the proper training and they're licensed. A survey was done in May of 1999 of 27 states. And of those 27 states that responded, only 7 had no license requirements for pump installers. Last year, you may remember this bill as Senate Bill 90, and there was a concern about if you're on a hot summer day and your well pump breaks down and you have your neighbor come over and who's handy and fixes that, is he in violation of the law? Well, we've addressed that in Section 5 on page 4. If you take a look, any person who performs work for compensation in the repair of wells or as a well pump installer shall obtain a well driller's license. So the key word there is compensation. If you have someone helps you out, it's not a problem. If you do it yourself to code, it's not a problem. I would appreciate your support, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Further remarks? Speaker. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Well, I guess this is one issue that I think my friend Representative Derby and I will disagree on. I rise in opposition to House Bill 1134. And for those of you that have been around for more than just this year, you know we've had this issue before us before. And we haven't ever seen a compelling argument to pass the bill through both houses and make it into law before. And I would contend that the arguments haven't changed any. One concern that Representative Derby mentioned was the fact that, you know, your pump breaks down and you call up a neighbor who's handy with things and you're trading things back and forth. But although it's any death is unfortunate, the instance of that young boy from Custer wouldn't have been covered or prevented under this law either. The owner of the household in that case wasn't paying himself to do it, so... although that's unfortunate, it wouldn't solve any issues. The problem that I see is I think we're creating just an extra licensure and an extra $50 fee for the answer to that for, as what I'm gathering, can't gather the answer to, I guess. We have a lot of licensed electricians out there, and I guess I look at different areas across state that I'm familiar with, and some areas accessibility to well drillers or now well installers. This new licensure that we'd be establishing, the accessibility right now isn't there, but a lot of electricians do this, plumbers, and they are often very well instructed on the electrical part of things, plumbing, and I guess I just don't see the need that we need to establish this whole new licensureship and that it's going to solve a lot of issues related to improper use or contamination. I think the people that do this right now are very cognizant of the issue and are protective of our groundwater and the equipment they install. And I guess I would ask for your opposition to the bill.
Further remarks, Representative Duenwald.
I have to, again, Representative Derby does a good job, but I just simply have to disagree, as Representative Jaspers is, and for the same, or many of the same reasons. Generally speaking, you're going to need an electrician, you're going to need a plumber. I don't know if a well pump installer is going to be a licensed electrician or a licensed plumber, but we sure as the world need those two. We're going to just cart out another fiefdom here, and we're just adding to the expense, and I see absolutely no reason for it. It's a duplication. We just don't flat out don't need it. Electrical, I understand, is maybe probably needed because it, you know, you die a lot quicker from a poor job of hooking it up electrically than you do with the pressure. I don't see the object. We're setting up another licensure, another group. It's not going to help the people of South Dakota, and I would urge your defeat of the bill.
Further remarks. Speaker. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I would ask you to take a close look at this bill. I do not want this body to think that we're trying to beat up Representative Derby or Senator Huttmacher. I think they bring this bill to us in good faith. But this is the second time that I've seen this bill, and the questions that were asked the first time are still not answered in this bill the second time. Well pumps are not installed just simply by well drillers. Well pumps can be installed by electricians. They can be installed by heating and air conditioning people. They can be installed by compressor people. There's any number of people. You can go to JCPenney's right now or Sears, and you can buy a pump and you can put it in yourself. That's not restricted in here, but the point I'm trying to make is this: what we're trying to do here is a field that's huge. The pump situation is a huge field that encompasses a tremendous amount of people. I do live in a rural area, and I have two pumps on my property. Both of those pumps have been installed by licensed electricians. The people that install these are already licensed. That was the problem we had with this bill. If the sponsors of this bill would have exempted those people that install these that are already licensed, I wouldn't have a problem with the bill. But they don't. They're forcing these people that are already licensed and can already do the job to get another license for something they can already do. So I would ask the sponsors, if they want this bill to pass and do what it's intended to do, I would ask them to bring it back again and exempt those people that are already licensed to do this sort of thing, and then we can move on. But in its present form, I would ask you to defeat 1134.
Further remarks, Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I rise in support of this bill. And let me just deal with some of the criticisms that Representative Napoli brings forward. First of all, of course, if you do any work on your own property, you're exempt, as we do with electrical work and plumbing work and all the rest. It must meet code, of course, but you're exempt on your own property. And he's right, you can go buy these and install them yourself, and the bill does not prevent that. Representative Napoli talks about other people being licensed in other areas. Well, you can be a licensed dentist. It doesn't make you a podiatrist. You might know something about the human body, but there is that distinction. And so what we're saying, for the purposes of the health and safety of the people of South Dakota, that groundwater is not something you can go to JCPenney and replace. Groundwater affects more than the individual landowner. Groundwater is a natural resource shared by everyone in this state and by multi-state regions, depending on where you are and what aquifer you're talking about. And it does make some sense when you're talking about a resource that affects the life, the health, the safety, not only of yourself, but of your neighbors, that you have somebody who has a piece of paper that says they know something about this to do it. I can put my own toilet in my own house. I have the right to do that. But I don't have the right to run the sewer system to my neighbor's house. And I think the analogy applies. There was discussion in committee that it was the department's view that people who already were in the business existing, who had a proven track record, were going to be grandfathered in. And they thought that that would be about 40 individuals in the state. And frankly, there was some concern by members of the committee that we not do that, that there be a more stringent standard. But because of the objections that were brought up here today, it was felt that this bill would have an easier time if those folks were grandfathered in. We had letters in committee about a situation where an individual who was licensed in some other area, but not this area, went to put in a pump, and because he did not have the pressure properly set, that pump and compressor blew up and killed his son. That's a tragedy we don't want to see. We're not impacting individual landowners, although I would argue with an aquifer, maybe we should, but we're not. We're simply talking about that when somebody is going to put in something as important as pump and water that can have the impact, if not properly installed, of poisoning the very water we rely on, that you should know what you're doing. I don't think that's too high a standard. I would urge your support of this bill.
Further remarks, Representative Roden.
Mr. Speaker, member of the House, I rise in opposition to this bill. Upon listening to some of the responses and the statements regarding the people that are involved with wiring these pumps, and it seems that we like to play on emotions a lot in our discussions. We've talked, it's been mentioned several times now about a child that was killed. Well, as the representative in the back said, this legislation doesn't affect that. If this law was enforced at that time, it would have had no impact on that. It was a mistake and a tragedy, but this law wouldn't have fixed that. We've had a lot of people that are licensed in other areas wiring these pumps. We haven't, there's no documentation that I've heard or that anybody's brought forth that this has been a problem. And I'm a strong believer, if it isn't broke, why fix it? We haven't had a problem. I live in a remote area in western South Dakota. We rely on people doing more than one thing, and I think that it's outrageous to require them for every single task they do to receive a different license and pay a different fee for it. So I would urge you to defeat this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Klochek.
Mr. Speaker, and I'm members of the body, why? Respectfully disagree with Representative Roden. There have been problems. I would ask you to go talk to Mr. Hutmaker, the other well drillers that have to go and do jobs over that were botched up by these people that were not properly trained and licensed in this area. And this is a very important area. There is an area such as private eye investigation, some other areas that maybe should be licensed as well. But certainly, Representative Derby and Senator Hutmaker have some very valid concerns. You can talk to any of these people that go out and install these pumps. You don't hear about a lot of them, but it is a problem. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Derby speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's take a look at the heart of the matter. By licensing, the well pump installers will be doing a couple things. Number one, we will help them to receive training and education in proper installation methods. And number two, it'll provide a tracking system to help DNR in case of contamination problems. This is a public safety issue. Let's look at the big picture. Please support House Bill 1134. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Speaker?
Does any member wish to speak before Representative Napoli speaks a second time?
I'd like to call a question.
There is a second to calling the question. Those in favor of that motion to call the question will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Questions called. Motion's carried. Question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1134. All those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will not the voting machine. Members proceed to vote on House Bill 1134. The Speaker, to remind the body that in Section 6, there is a fee that's mentioned in the bill. However, it's paid directly to the State General Fund, so it does not trigger a two-thirds majority vote.
Representatives Wick and Jim Peterson. Representative Wick. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 32, nays 35, excused 3.
House Bill 1134, having failed to receive a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared lost. Representative Derby.
I give my notice of intent to reconsider.
Your intent is noted.